You might want to sip, then swirl our GeoQuiz in your mouth a bit. We're looking for the country where Grüner Veltliner wine comes from. The grapes grow throughout this landlocked European country that borders Slovakia and Liechtenstein. Its temperate and alpine climate creates a distinctive dry and tangy flavor.
A peppery, a spicy element, which is unique to the grape. And the other flavor characteristics could range from citrus to green apple to riper apple and pear flavors. That's basically what Grüner Veltliner is about.
Well, despite its fine taste, someone tried to chop down the oldest surviving Grüner grapevine in the world. We'll tell you more about the vine and the vine vandal in just a minute. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I'm thinking a crisp white with a delicate hint of citrus. It's in the news, in fact. And for our GeoQuiz, we wanted to know where this wine, Grüner Veltliner, hails from. Andreas Wickhoff knows this varietal well. He's managing director of premium estates in the country we're looking for. Mr. Wickhoff, where is Grüner Veltliner wine from?
Well, Grüner Veltliner is certainly the native grape of Austria. As a matter of fact, they found out quite recently that the true origins are in the very eastern part of Austria, in a province called Burgenland. That's where they found one of the mother grapes of Grüner Veltliner, in a town called St. Georgen.
And when you say mother grape, we're talking 500-year-old mother.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a very, very old vine, which supposedly was crossed with Traminer. So those are basically the parents of Grüner Veltliner, that one grapevine that they found in St. Georgen.
So Austria is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. And Mr. Wickhoff, do you happen to have a bottle nearby of Grüner Veltliner? And tell us what it tastes like.
Very close by, yes. Grüner Veltliner is usually quite close to me. So you can have it in a quite crisp, fresh, dry style, with hints of citrus, hints of apple. But you can also have it in a more structured, more full-bodied style with apple, riper pear, spicier note. Many people say it has a peppery element to it.
Have you taken that sip yet? Because you're quite chatty.
I've taken a small sip, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's afternoon your time, so you're entitled. Now, we said this wine is in the news recently. A couple of months ago, this 500-year-old mother vine was attacked. It was literally attacked by a person. Why would anybody attack a grapevine?
We don't know. I mean, people might say it was probably a grower who lives, a vintner who lives close by. There's no evidence, however. It could just also been, you know, plain teenager vandalism. Yeah, it's sad that this happened. There's no reason to harm a vine, but thankfully, the last news is that it looks like this 500-year-old vine might have survived yet again. They saw some berry set again, which is very fortunate, and we hope for the best. Now, I think what they're planning to do at the moment, if it has revived, that they will just have to protect it with a fence or something similar. So.
I mean, it was pretty extraordinary. This was a brutal attack. I mean, whoever attacked this vine literally hacked it up. I mean, you manage vineyards in Austria. Have you ever heard of grapevines being sabotaged like this before?
No, not in that sense. Not really. I mean, you know, that was truly an incident which was geared towards that very, very old, very precious mother vine. I think it's insured now for almost £100,000 or something.
Wow.
But those things happen with very special places with special vines. You know, in Burgundy, at most famous estate, Domaine de la Romanée-Conti, they tried to poison basically vines for their top Grand Cru vineyard. So sometimes, unfortunately, precious vineyards, precious vines are attacked by people that just feel envious, I guess, or have some sort of problem, I think.
Has the mystique surrounding Grüner Veltliner wine been impacted at all by this violent episode on the mother vine?
No, Grüner Veltliner, I think, has seen increasing recognition anyhow. And you, these days, you have also plantings in the Finger Lakes region in New York. I've heard some growers in Australia trying to play around with it, but truly, it is Austria's native grape, and for us, it was one of the success stories in the export markets because it is unique to Austria, you know.
Andreas Wickhoff, the managing director of Premium Estates of Austria, Austria being the answer to our GeoQuiz today, and it's home to Grüne Veltliner wine, which is, I got to say, as fun to say as it is to drink, I would guess, right?
Absolutely. But if Grüner is an easy abbreviation, most of the sommeliers, when you order it, will be understanding what the guest needs.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.